When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. A highlight of our week every week is the visits we get from Ross Tucker, who joins us now on the Wester Hotline. On the Wester Hotline, Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo Game Day Delicious. Be delicious. Just once, can I get this? And some of the recorded opens are longer.
I was ready to jump in for you if you weren't ready with it.
Sorry, Ross. This is embarrassing.
That's all right. I think sometimes it actually works out better if you screw it up, because then we talk about it more and the advertiser probably gets additional value and time from it. So it's been a rough day for mayonnaise because Will Levis got benched
right.
By the Titans today. So that doesn't help. That doesn't help the TV commercials. So we got to help them out here on the radio. Mayo Game Day, be delicious with Hellman's mayonnaise.
There it is.
By the way, Mayo is actually the name of the seemingly embattled New England Patriots coach. So
right.
I'm not sure it's going. It might be even be going worse than Ross is saying here with the Levis news. Gerard Mayo.
Right.
This week, Patriots at Bills.
That is a very fair point, and you may or may not know that I called the Patriots-Cardinals game for CBS Sunday.
I thought I heard your voice in there.
What do you think?
So go ahead.
What do you think is happening there? Like, we talked to Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, earlier, and he thinks it's just really bad from the top down.
I do think that they need to kind of – I think the Crafts need to – really consider all options this offseason. You know, I would say the coaching staff is not the top of my list. I mean, their draft, other than Drake May, was horrendous. I mean, the second-round receiver doesn't play at all. The third-round offensive tackle, I guess, played the first couple games, but he's hurt, hasn't been back. The fourth-round guard starts and he's not very good. I mean, he's been benched a couple times. And that's just the draft. I think I'd almost have more concerns with the guys they kind of re-signed. I mean, this offseason they re-signed Duggar and Peppers. They've both had their issues on and off the field. Godshaw, the D tackle's done nothing. Barmore has had issues. He had a blood clot, so that's, I don't know what to say about that. Maybe he would have been awesome without it. But then, like, they extend Michael Owenu, and he's really struggled. You know, I mean, he hasn't played very well, and he's, like, their highest-paid, best O-lineman. It's not good. I mean, the Hunter Henry signing was good, but really, really important that you properly evaluate your own players, the guys you have, and I don't think many people in the NFL would think many of those contracts are very good. So that's not good.
I wonder how tough a decision it would be to move on after having 20-plus years of all the stability that Belichick represented, whatever you want to say about how it ended. Obviously, there's a ton of success there, and it's familiarity and comfort level and all those sorts of things, although I imagine a lot of that changed as the losing started. But still, you had one dude for so long, and to just the first year he's gone, and it didn't go well, let's try that again. You could be open. You certainly would be open to criticism for being too quick with the trigger. In the first year after a legend walked out the door.
I think they're in a bad spot. Yeah, I mean, I think they're in a bad spot because there's not really any objective evidence that the guys running in the front office are doing a good job. But I'm sure the Crafts know that it would be a poor reflection on them if they just went ahead and that quickly moved on from all these people after a year. I guess you have to decide what's more important, like getting it right or
appearances.
Or keeping up appearances. I think nobody really cares about, you know, for a little bit is a bad reflection on your hiring. Yeah. But I was actually kind of stunned that they stayed in house essentially for both those moves in the first place. I mean, that surprised me. I think that they thought because of the success they had had for so long that promoting from within made a lot of sense. And I can kind of understand that. But the success had ended like a few years ago, you know, so to continue to stick with the plan to promote from within doesn't seem to have been the best move. I mean, there's issues everywhere, and yet they're still in a much better position than a lot of these teams because their quarterback is legit good. I mean, he is very impressive watching him. So that's not good for Bills fans. In the sense that there's another team in the division that clearly has a franchise quarterback that's, you know, if they build it the right way around him, he could really be a problem for the Bills. Unlike the Jets, we're going to have to find a franchise quarterback. I think the Patriots have theirs.
And you're seeing enough there. You just mentioned you saw them this week in Arizona. You think despite all the failure around him that the signs are pointing clearly upward with Drake May?
I think that makes what he's done even more impressive. Yeah, I mean, he's got the worst O-line and the worst receiving core in the league around him. Think about that. And yet we're all still impressed by what he does. I mean, he's certainly having a better – now, Josh had all – like, Josh improved more than anybody we've ever seen, probably. But he certainly is – he's playing better this year, Drake May is, than Josh Allen did his rookie year. I don't think he has quite the same ceiling, but he can run. He's a big kid. He can – he's got a good arm. Like, he's legit.
Insider calls, including this with Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Okay, I'm back. Good call on Bills Lions. We got to get one question in on that spectacle. 90 points. How about these last two Bills games and just what? You've called Josh Allen your favorite player to watch in the league. These are good times for anybody who thinks that.
Yeah, I mean, good and bad, right? The good is Josh Allen is incredible. He's clearly the MVP. I know there's still three games left, but I'd be surprised if anything happened that prevented him from becoming the MVP, which is awesome and much deserved, especially, you know, with him not having elite guys around him, it makes it all the more impressive. It's also a real feather, I would say, in Joe Brady's cap. So that's a huge positive. I went on Dan Patrick and I said, I firmly believe this. I probably told you guys this before. I just think Josh's upside, you know, Josh's ceiling is higher than anybody I've ever seen. You know, and that doesn't mean he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. He's not, but I just, what is he, like 6'5", 250, fast, can run with power, strongest arm in the NFL. I mean, I don't know. I mean, his ceiling, his upside is higher than anybody's. Conversely, that's two games in a row where the defense got absolutely torched. Absolutely torched. So they got to figure out what they're going to do next, because it's not good enough, and I'm a little confused by it, considering they've like recently been getting guys like Milano back, and somehow it feels like they're getting much worse on that side of the ball. Now, they play against two good offenses, but still.
Still.
Well, they were down a starting corner and their two starting safeties on Sunday. Milano left the game early with an injury, so there is that. And the Bills also, I think, the game sort of tipped a little bit. I mean, it did get tight at the end, but I don't know, watching it start to finish, it always felt like the Bills were in control of the game, even though it got dicey onside kicks and whatnot at the end by Detroit. So a lot of that came late. Like, Detroit scored 21 fourth-quarter points. I mean, those all count, I know, but the Bills were, I think, very much in a keep-it-in-front-of-you mode, and Goff carved them up. So that's not to say you shouldn't be concerned. I mean, giving up 44 points last week and 42 this week, you know, not great looks.
You know, Ross, if you don't mind, Bulldog, we're talking a lot. We're at the time of the year we're talking a lot about a team's motivation, and it really could be pretty stark in the AFC. Three divisions have been clinched already. A fourth could be clinched this Saturday. And I wonder, from your playing experience or just the years you've spent around players, if you think that kind of take is overrated. Like Houston, for instance, at Kansas City this week, they've clinched. Is there a big difference in the seeding? Is it going too far to think that a team like that might just not be all in for a game? Or does a player instead just have to guard against ever thinking this way about any game?
Yeah, I think that is, I would say that is very overrated, because we see week 17 and 18 games every year where a team with quote unquote nothing to play for beats a team that, you know, beats a team who, you know, has everything on the line, right? Yeah, you know, sometimes a team with everything on the line, they play tight. You know, they play tight, and they're in a bad position because they're all uptight about, hey, we need to win this game, and the team with nothing to play for comes out playing free and loose and awesome. You know, that happens sometimes too. So I would say I definitely think that's overrated. I actually just interviewed Kalen Bullock from the Houston Texans, their outstanding rookie safety, for tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And he was like beyond fired up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A chance to play against Mahomes and Kelce and the Chiefs, right? Like, plus, you don't really know how things are going to sort out. You want to have the best season possible. There's still three games left. I mean, I think the Texans, I think they're all in for the opportunity to beat the Chiefs and the opportunity to beat Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's very overrated in my experience.
If you had to bet right now, does Mahomes play on Saturday?
Well, I just saw where they list him as a full participant right. in practice. So, yes, I do. Now, that is a that's an estimation, right? It's not that he definitely – they didn't have a real practice. So, it's an estimation. But I can't remember the last time a guy was listed as a full participant and then didn't play, right? I think it's a bad look. I think there's issues there. If you list a guy as a full participant and then he goes on to not play in the game, I think there could be penalties. So, sounds like he will play. The guy is like Gumby, man. I mean, it's like, I feel like we do this every year where he has like an ankle injury or something. You're like, oh, that looked bad. He's out probably the next couple games. And then he just plays in the next game and plays really well because he's Patrick Mahomes.
How about this, maybe, before we let you go, Ross? Like, so the Chiefs have the two-game lead, and the Bills have just kind of been the better team, it seems, to everybody all year. Is the one seed for you, maybe this is one way you would put it, if Kansas City gets it, kind of an equalizer? I mean, I know the history. Last week we talked with you about just we know what Kansas City has proven it can do in the playoffs before. I wonder just how much that one seed will help them, or if maybe it did go the Bills' way, you might think that like it's just sort of not over, but they've looked so much better than the Chiefs. How important is that one for KC?
I would say the playoffs themselves are the equalizer.
Okay.
So the playoffs are the equalizer, and then the home field advantage is very much an advantage for whoever gets it, because to not have to play that first week to get to rest and heal, I think is significant. And then obviously playing that game at home. So I think just based on what we've seen from these teams over the years, the nature of it being a playoff game is the equalizer. And then home field still means the number one seed. I got to stop saying home field. The number one seed means quite a bit.
All right, Ross, what are you doing tonight?
Typically right now, you might be able to hear them getting in is when my daughters get in from, what was your class today?
Theater
dance class.
All right.
So they're hopping in the car right now from theater dance class. And there is no stopping at home or collecting $200. We are going right to Alice in Wonderland practice, where the older one is Alice in Wonderland. Helen, what are you considered?
Small Alice.
Helen, the younger one, Helen, she's 11. She's small Alice. Tess, the older one, 12. Are you big Alice, Tess, or just the real Alice, or what? What's the deal? She's just Alice. So if you're going to go to Alice in Wonderland in Harrisburg in January, you are getting a double dose of Tucker. And
love it.
Thankfully, neither one of them looks like me or is built like me. They are two blonde beauties like their mother.
Well, it's lovely that they made the show today. We're flattered.
Tough Ross. Enough being the younger sister in real life, but now you got to be the younger sister in the play too. That's tough.
And guess what? The younger one is absolutely thrilled that she's on the radio and that her voice is on, and she would talk the whole time if you guys would let her. The older one is shy and probably embarrassed and probably isn't happy that she was on it at all. And yet, when she gets on the stage, she totally rocks the mic. So it's very, very cool.
I love this.
Enjoy that, Ross. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, sounds great. See you guys.
All right, that's Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker and his daughters. Insider calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, and in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Gumby. Do the kids know Gumby?
No.
Has there been some kind of recent bring back with Gumby? Apparently there's a video game in 2005. That's even a long time ago.
Yeah,
now.
It's reruns. Almost 20 years ago.
Are there still reruns? Everything's a rerun. Well, no, but are there still?
I mean, you could probably find it on YouTube if you had a mind to Google Gumby.
You'd have to go get it.
Pokey, but you got to go find it. I don't know that it's crossing your face otherwise. Yeah.
It's not like it was when basically you get home from school and there would be those 3 to 8 shows that they would make you watch.
Right.
The Facts of Life.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not.
Now, just watch anything you want?
Yeah.
What is Gumby then? I'm not sure I know. I know who Gumby is, but I don't know like why, what it's from or.
Oh, well, you don't know what Gumby is?
I know the reference.
Right, he's big and green rubber dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like
predation,
what does it come from?
Well, that he could ball himself up and roll down a hill to like knock off the bad guys. Like he was malleable.
Oh.
So
he
Gumby
was the star of his own
Gumby
production?
Oh yeah, Gumby was the show was Gumby. Yeah, Gumby and Friends.
I remember, I think my connection with Gumby is Eddie Murphy on SNL saying, "I'm Gumby, damn it."
Right.
That's
okay.
Kind of what I know it from.
Okay,
from...
you don't know the Sunday, it was like Sunday morning,
no.
Gumby, Pokey was like a pony that was his sidekick, and the bad guys were the blockheads.
Okay, yeah.
And they had big,
no, I don't know
they
that.
Had
I
big
don't...
square blocks for heads.
I don't believe I've ever seen this.
Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, Gumby was malleable. That's why, that's why the reference to, you can bend Mahomes any way, which way you want. He just comes back to form and he's fine.
Do I have the Eddie Murphy reference right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
I'm Gumby, damn it. Yeah, sure.
Gumby, damn it. Not his last name.
Right?
That wasn't Gumby's actual last name, right?
I don't believe so.
That's a tough name.
No. Yeah, no, Gumby, Davy and Goliath.
That I watched.
That Gumby was like the same production house, I think. Like it looked very similar.
Goliath would say, "Wow, this has been a long time."
Davy.
Yes, that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to take the line. You needed some street
that
cred
was the
on
line.
Gumby and Pokey and other cartoons from like 55 years ago.
I'm all right.
Good Lord.
Do you think Joe Brady is going to be a name
yes.
this offseason?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah. They have an excellent offense. His quarterback's going to be the MVP. They won a pile of games. They could end up, we'll see how these final three games go, but they're 14 points off of being the highest scoring team in the league. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be stunned if he's not a candidate. I mean, it's a little new. It's his first full year with this gig. So I could see teams sort of feeling it out and maybe making him wait a turn, kind of like Daboll ended up. That first year we thought for sure he's a goner, and then he didn't go, and then he did the next year. I think he'll get a lot of attention. Yeah, I think the offense is where it's at. So, I would expect teams to be kicking the tires on Joe Brady.
Well, here we go, if he is.
Yeah, right.
Like, was Mike Giardi mentioning if the Patriots make a coaching change, it'll be for one guy, Vrabel. I mean, Vrabel was a coach of the year in the NFL, so he's a worthy candidate, but he's not the young offensive guy that everybody kind of, well, not everybody, but a lot of teams go out looking for more and more often. And there was also a report from Albert Breer today about Chicago that, because they're going to end up with someone new. And it also mentioned Vrabel. And it also mentioned Josh McDaniels.
Yes, it did, who Giardi mentioned. And I liked his thinking there. Like, worrying about hiring a defensive coach, why do you do that? Because you're worried about the coordinator being good and then leaving you, like we're talking about with Brady. I think he's right. Mike asserted that McDaniel's opportunity to be a head coach is probably come and gone. I mean, he's washed out a couple of times already. So almost, and I don't want to say never, but almost no matter how well they do on offense, I don't know that he's like the next new hot guy.
That makes him perfect then?
Then maybe, yeah.
That he would that not works. Get a head coaching job.
Right.
Is this Bienemy too?
Maybe, yeah. At this point, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Just thought about this on Monday morning, thinking about like what the Bills are doing on offense. I mean, the jury is in, mostly, at least, on this experiment. And Brady would deserve a lot of the credit for that. You know, he also looks better for this offense working like it is without Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's really might get you to the coach first before the quarterback. And I think there will be a lot of openings. I think there could be five more. We've had three coaches fired already this season. So, yeah, maybe buckle up for that.
Yeah, and if you're mixing in the idea mostly when we talk about this, it's like teams that just hired new guys, oh, well, they won't do it. But, like, if New England does it, I don't know, does Tennessee have to stay with Callahan? Maybe not. But... So, you know, besides the obvious teams, I think even teams with that could be one and done, maybe teams are going to be that impatient.
And that could be the Raiders, too. It's a little bit more than 1 year,
right.
But still, it's not two full seasons, at least for Antonio Pierce. 803-0550 to call in, talk about the playoff picture, Allen's year, this Brady topic, which might become more of a discussion as we get into the offseason. We'll see. The Sabres are in Montreal. Pregame at 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.